If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We do appreciate the Lord. Appreciate what He's doing. Appreciate Him. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The Bible says in verse 14, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion," now listen to this, "hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith," I like this part, "the Lord Almighty." Amen. It don't get no bigger than that. We appreciate you tonight. We want to preach just a little while on this thought. I want to preach two questions. Kind of an unusual message, but this is a kind of unusual time that we're living. I want to preach tonight a "what about the dark" question. What about the dark? And then I want to preach a question, "where is the light?" Amen. What about the dark, and where is the light? Now, we preached the other day in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, Sunday morning, the Bible says, "abstain from all appearance of evil." And I can say that all day long, and I don't know how that'll help your heart. Me and my wife was talking one day. There's a preacher on the radio, and he preached quite often, and he preached a lot about hell and how wicked it is, and how wicked people are, and how wicked our ways are, and all those things. He was always telling us how wicked and vile and sorry and no account that we are. And I guess we all already know that. But I told my wife one day as we was coming up the road, I said, I wish he would just stop for a minute sometime or another and just tell us how we could be good. Amen. I wish he'd just stop for a minute and just tell me what I could do to make myself better. Amen. See, I can preach and tell you you're going to die and go to hell, lost out God, if you don't straighten up. But if I don't tell you how to straighten up, praise God, you're going to end up confused. You're going to end up, praise God, discouraged in the world that we live. But praise God, when we look at God's Word and we begin to absorb it up and we get to realize, praise God, that God has the answers. Amen. God, hey, I may not be able to tell you what's right, praise God, but God can. He has the answers. But he says, the Bible tells us that there's a lot of darkness in the world, that darkness is going to wax worse and worse all the way to the end. Darkness is something that overtakes people. Amen. A lot of people have dark hearts. Amen. In the day and hour we live, we need the light to shine. We need the light to shine in our hearts, praise God, so we can get rid of the darkness. Darkness is something that's a terrible thing. And darkness doesn't just come in all at once most of the time, but darkness tends to just come on a little at a time. Amen. Well, Charles, you'd cut those lights off back there. Amen. Darkness is subtle. As he flips it out, see, it just comes on a little here, a little, as they go out. And I think in the day and the hour we live in, praise God, darkness is creeping in. Darkness has come upon us in the day and hour that we live. And you know what? If we ain't very careful, we get used to living in the dark. Amen. We get used to that darkness overshadowed, being around us all the time. And if you listen to a whole lot of news, praise God, hey, darkness is everywhere. It ain't just the United States of America. Darkness is everywhere. Amen? But as that darkness begins to come in, and it begins to settle in on us, and we begin to recognize and realize that it's getting darker and darker by the minute. Don't charge you to clear these lights off up here. Amen? And it just begins to get bigger and bigger till all of a sudden the lights get dark, it gets dimmer all around us. And it seems like there's nowhere that we can get more light. And so the light gets dimmer there, and the next thing you know, you're in darkness. Somebody cut that stair light off. So you're here in darkness. I mean absolute, just black pitch darkness. Amen? And you think about that. What about the dark? What's in the dark? I want to say there's a lot of things in the dark. Amen. When you get to groping along in the dark and trying to find your way, you get to feel, and there's no telling what you'll run into in the dark. Amen. I want to say, pray God, we better start getting out of the dark. Because as you grope along in the dark, you stumble along and you can't see where you're going and you never know what you'll run into in the dark. Amen. You can't see it ahead of you. There's nothing, there's nothing to reveal it to you. There's nothing to show it to you. And as you stumble along in the dark trying to find something, trying to find a way, praise God, all that you find is more darkness. Amen? The darkness is overwhelming. Is there any wonder why the world's in such a shape today? Is there any wonder why people are depressed, why people are committing suicide, why people are hunting and seeking, trying to find, and you know what they're doing? They're seeking, looking for it in the dark. But you know what? In the dark, you can't find nothing. And as you stumble along, you run into things. And you know what you're liable to do? You're liable to hurt yourself in the dark. Amen? You're liable to run into something in the dark that will hurt you. Amen. You're liable to run into something in the dark, praise God, because you can't see it. You don't know it's coming till you're already there. Amen. You young people, listen to me. Amen. You better not run with work. We need to separate ourselves from the darkness. And we need to run to the light, praise God. We need to start seeking the light because in the darkness we stumble along and we run into things. Amen. We may run into things that'll wound us. And you say, well, preacher, that wound ain't unto death. How do you know? You can't see it in the dark. See, that's the devil's deception. That's the devil's lie, praise God, because you can't see in the dark. See, that's the biggest lie the devil has. Well, you know, it'll be all right. Don't worry about it. It don't matter if you just cut half your arm off. Don't worry about it. You're in the dark. You can't see it anyway. Amen? And then you stumble along, and all of a sudden you're looking for something. You're stumbling along trying to find something dark. You know, you find a liquor bottle or a pill bottle. Amen. You don't know what's in that because you're in the dark. Why do people... You say, preacher, I don't understand why people do that. Because they're looking for something and they find it and they lay their hands on it and they take it to themselves. Amen. Hey, you don't know because it's dark. Amen. I don't know what I'm putting my hands on. I don't know what I'm reaching out and touching. I don't know if it's going to bite me, if it's going to kill me, if it's going to hurt me. I don't know if it's going to cause me to do some stupid things. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's alcohol or a Coca-Cola. Amen. Like, hey, the darkness said, I think myself, hey, you know, I'll try to see if it's okay. But you can't tell whether it is because it's dark. Are you getting the picture? You stumble along and you run into people and you've been hurt, you've been wounded, you've tried things that you know you shouldn't have tried, but you can't tell because it's dark. You enter into a relationship. Hey man, I won't say anything. Any sexual relationship outside of marriage, praise God, is wrong. But you're stumbling along in the dark, praise God. You're looking for companionship. You're looking for somebody to help you. But I want to say, you won't find them in the dark. Because you can't see the kind of person that they are in the dark. Amen. You can't tell. You get that person's got a wooing voice. It sounds good in the dark. Amen. But when you find them in the dark, praise God, it may be two-thirds of folds of hell. Amen. When you find them in the dark. Hey, you listen, if you're going to find you somebody, praise God, you better find them in the light. Amen. But you stumble along in that darkness all your life. Hey, and you stumble along and you're feeling along. You're stumbling along and you're constantly looking for that. But praise God, you can't see. You can't find nothing in the dark. You go through your whole life in the dark. A whole lot of people in this world, 78 years old, they've lived their whole life in the dark. And they get some kind of disease. They get sick. They get old. They get feeble in the dark. And they come to themselves one day and they say, "Oh God, you know what happened to the world around me? And there was darkness everywhere. I was groping. I was trying to find where I should have been, what I need to do, but I couldn't find it because I was in the dark." Amen. One day maybe it'd be too late. And guess what? What happens when you comes and it's too late? You wake up, you come to yourself, praise God. You know your soul never dies. Amen. When you die, when you pass out of this life and death, your soul, it either goes to heaven or to hell. And you grope through that, they grope through this darkness, they're searching for something in the dark. And they never find what they're truly looking for because they stay in the dark. And one day they end up in an awful place called hell. Hey man, and guess what? They're still in the dark. Oh God. Can you imagine living like this throughout the ages, throughout eternity, in the dark? Where the worms are eating on them. In the dark. Can't even see to brush them off. In the dark. Oh, what a terrible, terrible thing. In the dark. You always be in the dark. The heat's a burning you, but you can't even see where the flames are coming to because it's so dark. Life in the dark. What about the dark? Tell you about the dark. The dark's an awful, awful place. There's no way. Hey, listen, you can't find your way out in the dark. Darkness is just dark. It's black. It's all around you. You can't get out. A lot of people succumb to that. They've become content in living in the dark. Yeah, how many of you like to live in the dark? Huh? Maybe you ought to be a coal miner. God help, I couldn't stand it. I get claustrophobic. I don't want to be in the dark. They end up their whole life in the dark. But I want to say, God never intended it to be that way. God never intended for me and you, praise God, to be in the dark. But the Bible says that God's little children are children of light. Amen. But God made provision. Amen. In His Word. You see, He didn't start out with this thing without a provision. God didn't start out in this thing, Brother Rex, without a plan. And God said, "Well, hey, God said, you know what? I'm gonna have to recognize and realize what's taking place." And you know what He did? In order for us to come out of light, praise God, He gave us the precious Word of God. Amen. He gave us the precious Word of God that we might read it and know. Amen. What thus saith the Word of God? Amen. Praise the Lord. He gave us His blessed holy right in the precious Word of God that we might take it to ourselves. Malachi, come up here, buddy. Be careful. Amen. Come right here. Right here behind this blessed old book. Malachi, I want you to read Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 for me, please. Go ahead. What's the matter? Is it too dark? It's too dark. He can't see in the dark. But God made provision for the dark. Amen. Glory be to God. God made provision. He knew that we would need some way to see. So God created light. Now read it, Malachi. Amen. Chapter 1 and verse 1. What does the Bible say?
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
What does it say in verse 2?
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Amen. But now listen, look at this. Look at verse 3.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
Now listen, but listen to what He says in verse 4. Now God said, He looked at this thing in the beginning. And He looked upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. That's the essence, praise God, of strength. That's the movement of God, praise God, moved upon the face of the deep, and He saw that it was dark. God said, "Hey, listen, hey, if there's darkness, then I've got to make provision for the darkness." Praise God. He said, "So what I'll do, I'll make light." But he didn't stop there. Go ahead, Brother Malachi, read verse 4.
And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
Amen. God saw the light, that it was good. So you know what he did? He separated it. Amen. Praise God. He took the darkness. Amen. Praise God. And he took the light. Amen. And he separated the two. He said, I don't want man to stumble around in the dark. I want man to have an illumination, praise God, that they can see the mighty hand of God. Amen. So God said, let there be. And there was. Amen. He gave us a marvelous light that would out, glory to God, that would outshine them all. Amen. But the amazing thing about that, even, praise God, when he gave us his word, he knew that we couldn't understand it without the light. Amen. So he gave us the Holy Ghost of God, amen, that would be our light. The Holy Ghost of God moved upon the darkness. Praise God. He separated the darkness from the light. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that great? Glory to God. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. He said, in the beginning, God separated some things. In the beginning, God took darkness, praise God, and he separated it from light. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. God, what he does, he takes us out of the darkness, and he begins to give us a little light. Brother Charles, he begins to give us just a little bit of light along. He begins to illuminate his word. He begins to show us things, praise God, so that we're not living in that darkness, so we're not caught in that darkness, so we don't have to die in that darkness. He gives us, praise God, his marvelous light. Amen. He shines it forth. He shined it forth into the world. Praise God. The Bible says in the beginning, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen. He was right there, praise God, when God separated the light from the dark. Amen. But God wasn't satisfied even with that. He said, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life, let's this, was the light of men. Amen. He said, you don't have to go. He said, you don't have to live in dark. He said, he give you just a little bit more light. Amen. Gives you just a little bit more of a glimpse of who God is. Get to see him just a little clearer, praise God. Amen. Are you seeing this? I hope this is blessing you half as much as it did me when I run across this. I got to thinking on this. Amen. He said, he said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. He said the darkness couldn't get a hold of the light. Amen. When you're living in darkness, when you choose to live in darkness, you can't get a hold of the light. You can't realize how bright that light wants to shine in your life. Amen. So God, he just continues to turn up the light. Amen. He just continues to turn up the light just a little bit more. He said, Lord God, you can't see that. He said, I'll give you a little bit more light. Amen. So the one that created, praise God, he's that light that shines. That light of men. So there was a man who sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to the bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He said that he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Now watch this. He said, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Amen. God turned up some more light. Amen. He said, not only was it light for the world, he said it was a light for every man of the world. Amen. So God just keeps illuminating. He keeps getting it a little brighter and a little brighter, praise God, so that we won't have no excuse not to see. Amen. Ain't that amazing? That's God. He just keeps getting it brighter and brighter so that we can see. So he was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. He came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He said, hey, listen, folks. He said, you've been in the dark long enough. He said, let me turn the light on for you. Let me brighten it up so you can see who I am. Amen. He said, let me shine a light for you. Let me just see, praise God, that you don't have to stay in darkness. That you can come to the light, praise God, and God will keep illuminating, praise God, so that you can find the way. Amen. Find the Jesus way. Amen. The only way, praise God, that we can get help is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says here, he said that, imagine over here when the Holy Ghost gets to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and he said, it says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate. Don't you know the Holy Ghost got him a heyday with that one? He said, let's see how long it takes them to see how faith God, how many years ago you done that. Amen. When did God create this separation? See, we act and we live like God just created that yesterday. That he just come up with that ideal that just in the New Testament. But God came up with the ideal of separation from light and darkness, praise God, from the very beginning. The very first thing on God's mind, amen, was to separate me and you out of the darkness and to put us in the light. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, I tell you, we ought to be the shoutingest people. You know, hey, you know what? Hey, if God hadn't chose to do that, he hadn't been thinking about you. If he hadn't wanted us to see him and his magnificence and his glory and his splendor and his almightiness, you know what? He could have left us in the dark, praise God, with a big old eye this big just so we get around or grope around, praise God, without any kind of vision at all. But God thought enough about you that he was going to make us where we could give him glory. Amen. He thought enough of us, praise God, that from the very beginning he separated us from the darkness. He said, I'm not going to have you groping around in the dark. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to do better in Motel 6. I'm going to put the light on for you. Amen. He said, I'm going to illuminate, praise God, the sky. He said, I'm going to illuminate your mind. Amen. He said, I'm going to illuminate your heart. He said, I'm going to take that old dark heart out. Praise God, he said, I'm going to put a heart of light in there. Amen. He said, I'm going to give you what, he said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Amen. He said, I'm turning the light on for you. He said, you need to get away from unbelievers. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we can't do that. How are we going to ever win them? Praise the Lord. I didn't say you didn't go try to win them. I said, you just don't hang out with them. Amen. If you get to hanging out with unbelievers, hey, you won't convert them. They'll drag you down. Amen. What you got to do is just show them to the light. Amen. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? See, God says, I've turned on the eternal light. Or a light eternal. See, that light that we have, praise God, it come from God. But the light of darkness, amen, God said he didn't want us to wander around in the dark. So he gave us a light. Because he said that we are children of the light. Amen. What does that mean? What's the light? The light, Bible said, is the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That illuminates us. Praise God. He said, what concord hath he said, what communion hath light with darkness? Amen. What kind of fellowship can light and darkness have? I tell you what, when light shines, praise God, darkness has to flee. Amen. Hey, if you get to hanging around with unbelievers, see, they're dark. They're living in the dark. But when you get to hanging around unbelievers, you know how to fix them. Praise God, you plant that seed like it's talking about a while ago. Amen. You start telling them about the light. Amen. Because, hey, when the light shines, guess what? Darkness has to flee. You realize a while ago when it was almost black dark in here, and I turned on that little light, and Malachi went, whoa! Huh? Because there was a radius here, praise God, where darkness had to scat. Because a marvelous light, praise God, shone forth. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to say, young, praise the Lord. Hey, we've got the light. So how do you know? I'll show you. Watch this. He said, what concord hath Christ with Belial? He said, what kind of a union, what kind of agreement, amen, does Christ have with Belial? Wickedness, the things of the world. He said, there's no communion. One's darkness and one's light. They've nothing in common. Amen. One flees from the other. Praise the Lord. He said, what agreement? Now listen, listen to this. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? The temple of God. Now what would that be? That would be a place where God hangs out. Amen. And there's nothing there that when He's in the temple, praise God, it takes precedence. Yeah. Amen. When God is in the temple, praise God, they don't need to be nothing else there. Right. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. When God's in the temple, praise God, they said the smoke was arising out of that place and said nobody else could get in, praise God, and God was a running out. Yeah. Amen. God ain't got the temple of God. Has no place with idols. Amen. He said, for ye are the temple of the living God. Amen. You are the temple of God. So you're not a place of darkness. You're a place where the light shines. Amen. Praise the Lord. That ought to be enough to make a smile come on your face. Praise God. I'm not a temple of darkness. I'm a temple of light. I'm a temple of the glory of God. I'm a temple of the essence of God. I'm a temple of the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you've been saved today, praise God, you ought to be a shouting already. Amen. Somebody help me here. Glory to God. It's good. Amen. The presence of God lives in me. Say, preacher, you've been through a whole lot. Why ain't you downcast? Why ain't you depressed? Amen. Because there's too big a God in me for me to be depressed. I get sad. Things happen. Things happen to me. Things happen to you. It breaks my heart. But praise God, there's a great big God that's bigger than all that. Amen. Amen. That's who I've got my trust in. Praise God. The light is shining, praise God, and it's brighter than it's ever been. Amen. How do you know? Because He said that. He said, as God has said, I will dwell in them. He said, God said, I've just turned the light on, praise God. He said, I've left the light on. Amen. When that Spirit of God moved upon, the Holy Ghost God moved upon the face of the deep, praise God, and He saw darkness, He turned on the light. Amen. Praise God. The light took its residence. It took its place there, praise God, and it shone forth. So that's what the Holy Ghost God's doing. He took His place in us. And He's wanting to shine out, praise God. But you know, if we ain't very careful what we do, we quench the light. Amen. We quench the light. We limit God. We say, well, what are we going to do now? Amen. God says, I don't know what you're going to do, but I know what I'm going to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knows exactly what needs to be done. Praise the Lord, even when we don't. He said, I will dwell in Him. Now watch this. He said, preacher, how do you know that God, the Holy Spirit's really in us? How do you know that He's there? How that the presence of God, how that light's really there in us? Amen. How do you know we're not still out there in the dark? Let me show you. He said, I will dwell in them and walk somewhere around them. No, He said, and walk in them. Praise God. He said, hey, not only will I move in, praise God. He said, but I'm going to walk around in you. He said, I'm going to do a daily inspection. He said, I'm going to look it over. I'm going to see the situations, praise God, because I'm in charge. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I walk. He said, praise God, wherever you go, he said, I'll go with you. Amen. Hey, you're never alone. When you come into situations, when you come into hardship, when you come into trials, when you come into temptation, praise God, there He is. What we need to start doing is realizing, praise God, that we're not any part of darkness, that we're children of light. God is in us. Holy Ghost God's shining forth. He's walking with us. Amen. And when we start to put our foot down, if we have any question, when they say, God, where are you going to put this one? Amen? Huh? Lord, I know you're there. You said you're walking in me. Where am I going to put this one? Well, okay, what about this one? Well, okay, then, here, which way did I go, Lord? This way? He said, preacher, that's silly. No, praise God, that's God. That's putting faith. That's living faith, praise God. That's trusting God. That's living with Christ in us, that hope of glory. Him leading us along, praise God, step by step by step. Amen. See, we can't say, you know what, God can't do that. Or we may say, I can't do that. But we can't say God can't do that. Because God don't have can't in His vocabulary. Amen. Hey, Bible said there's nothing impossible. There ain't nothing God can't do. Amen. And when we know what's right, we know what God's going to do and that God's going to do it in the right way. Amen. That blesses my heart. See, I'm not in this alone. You're not in this alone. Praise God, we've been taken out loud. What about the dark? It's not a place to be. But what about that light? Praise God, it shines forth, it illuminates, it shows us. He said, I will walk in them and I will be their God. Amen? But what is a God? What is God? What's God to you? That's a good question, isn't it? You'll say, praise God, He's that marvelous light that shines in my heart. Amen? He's that one that guides me and leads me. He's the one that I trust. I trust my body, my soul, my strength, the whole essence of my being. I trust it all to Him. You say, well, preacher, what if you get sick and die tomorrow? Praise God, I'll be in glory. Amen? Amen? God said, God will scoop me up. Praise God. You say, you really believe that? He's my God. Amen. He's the one that I put my faith and my trust in. That's why when the lights go out, praise God, I'm not scared because the light's still shining. Amen. I told you, used to years ago, I was scared. I'm terrified of dark. Used to go down to my neighbors and to Miss Myrtle's. She'd feed me fudge. I got so fat I couldn't waddle, and then it'd be dark and I'd have to go to the house. And we lived, if you went through the woods, you could make it it was only about a quarter of a mile. But if you went around the road, it was about half a mile, and this boy wasn't going through the woods. Hey, it was too many obstacles in those woods. Slow a feller down. So when I said goodbye to Miss Myrtle, praise God, and I headed to the house, she cut the front porch light on for me, and this little old boy took off down that road, down by the horse barn, down around the curve, up by the neighbors, praise God, across the creek, down to my house, suffice, praise God, they couldn't have caught me on radar. Amen. Because I was afraid of the dark. Amen. Because I couldn't find my way around the dark. I couldn't see what was there in the dark. But praise God, when God turned the light on. Amen. Illuminated my soul, praise God. I'm not afraid of the dark no more. I'm not afraid of dying. Why? Because I'm His. He said, I will be their God. But this is the part I like the most. He said, they shall be my people. Amen. Now when I take off out there, I say, Lord, here I am. I'm yours. Amen. You're in control of this. If there's a booger out there, praise God, He's yours too. Amen. Like old Brother Bill says, glory to God, I let Jesus do my fighting for me now. Amen. Used to, I'd grab me a stick and a handful of rocks, praise God, and off I'd go. But praise the Lord, now I got Jesus on my side. I got my big brother. Pray God, when the boogeyman knocks on the door, I let Jesus answer it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why? Because I don't live in the dark no more. I've moved out into the marvelous light. He said, wherefore, come out from among them. Who's He talking about? Who's them? Those that's living in the dark. You like? I don't know if anybody raised their hand when I asked you if you like living in the dark. Does anybody like living in the dark? Amen. He said, come out from among them that live in the dark. That's what He's saying. Amen. What's He saying? He said, come into the light. He said, where's the light? It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, come out of the dark, come into the light. He said, wherefore come out from among them. He said, because God's with you, because God's the light, because God's that illumination of your soul, because He's that help, praise God. He said, because of that, He said, come out from among them. Come out of the dark. Amen. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. And He said, touch not the unclean thing. Remember when I told you when I was in the dark groping around? I was a feeling around, but I couldn't tell what I was getting a hold of. See, I could have grabbed all kind of old unclean, nasty stuff. And see, that's what people running around dark do. They grab old unclean, nasty stuff all the time. And you never know what you're going to get on you. It might make you sick. It might just kill you and take you out of here. Amen? They got drugs now. You try it one time and you die. I mean, you're dead. It's that quick. So they get some kind of contaminant or you get some kind of something in there that's not supposed to be and you're gone. Try it one time and you're dead because you're groping around in the dark. But praise God when you're living in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, you say, you know what? I'm living in the light and I don't need the darkness. Amen. Praise God, He said, come out and be. He said, touch not the unclean thing and I will receive you. Amen. Praise God, He told us. He told us over there in the book of James, didn't He? He said that if we had to draw nigh to Him, He would draw nigh to us. He said, get rid of the uncleanness, praise God, and just look, just get in being part of the light. Come in out of the dark, praise God. He said, just let the Lord illuminate you, glory to God. He said, that's what happens when you attack, when you accept the illumination of God. You come out of the light, praise God. The Lord shine, the light begins shining. Why? Because you're getting closer to the sun. Amen. The light gets brighter because you get closer to the sun. Praise the Lord. And that warmth's a whole lot better too. See, that old coldness and that old deadness, praise God, that it goes away when you get close to the sun. That's why He said to draw nigh to Him, so He'd draw nigh to you. He'd illuminate you, He'd warm you, praise God, He'd comfort you, He'd help you, and if He has to, He'll carry you. Amen. If we just seek, get close to the Lord. He said, he goes on, He says, I will be a father unto you. What does a father do? He loves his children with a tender care. Amen. He said, I'll love you. He said, I'll love you so many ways. Praise God, you'll have to like one. Amen. He said, I'll woo you, I'll show you, I'll keep you out of the dark. What's He saying? He said, I'll be a daddy to you. He said, praise God. He said, I'll keep a night light. You won't have to worry about being in the dark no more. He said, wherever you are, glory to God. He said, wherever you are, He said, I'll shine a light on you. Praise God. So that you'll never be in the dark anymore. Praise the Lord. That's what Jesus does when we accept Him as our heart. God the Father speaking to us here, He said, be separate. He said, just like it was from the beginning. He said, there was darkness, and He said, I made light. And praise God, He said, but I made that light for you. He said, what I want you to do, He said, I want you to be separate. So I want you to come out of the darkness and come into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. The illuminating light of God. Amen. He said, you say, well, preacher, I don't really know how to get there. Hey, all you got to do is start in that direction. Praise God, He'll start flipping the light on for you. Amen. He'll say, come on over this way. Come a little bit further. Right over here. Amen. He just turns that light. He just begins to illuminate. Begins to show you where you need to be. So that you can... Hey, we don't have to live in the dark. The world may be dark all around us. But praise God tonight. Listen, we don't have to live in the dark. We can live in the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, young people. In just a few days, you're going to go back to school. And I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. I know you go to school with kids that don't know nothing about God. They wouldn't know Jesus Christ if they tripped over Him. Amen. They don't know nothing about Him. They don't know the name. They don't know what He means. They don't know what He represents. But you have an opportunity to be a light that'll shine for them so that they can see Him. So they won't get trapped in this darkness that this world has. The darkness is an awful, awful thing. But praise God, if we'll just set in our heart, you know what? I'm not going to live in the darkness. I'm going to live in the light so that I might be a light. Amen. These people all around us. Now, we've got young'uns. We've got brothers and sisters. We've got family. Praise God, that's caught, trapped in the dark. And praise God, we may be the only illumination of light that they'll ever see. Praise God, we need to come out of the darkness. I mean, come plumb out of it. And get in that marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ. Every day say, Lord, help me stay in the light. Amen. What are you praying, preacher? Say, I'm praying, Lord, help me to draw nigh to you so you can illuminate me. Praise God. So you can draw nigh to me. So you can give me your marvelous light. Praise God. He said, I will be a father unto you, and you shall be sons and daughters. Sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. But he said, what you got to do? He said, you got to separate. Praise God. And he said, I've made provisions to do it all. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that tonight? I hope I've presented this to where you could see it. Amen. I hope you can see that God don't intend for us to live in the dark. He wants us to live in the marvelous light of His Son. Just let Him radiate in us and help us and give us that peace and that joy, praise God, that passes even understanding. Amen. I want to be so close to God. I want to have so much joy in my soul, praise God, Brother Andrew, sometimes I can't even understand, comprehend the joy I have in my soul. I mean, it just gets running over, oozing out of me. Praise God. Why, what is that? That's that marvelous light. Praise God. Because what, you know what? And you know what it's doing? It's a pushing out that darkness. Amen. It's pushing you away from the darkness. Praise God. So that the light can be more prevalent. That's what God's wanting to do. That's the way He designed it. Amen. And He designed it that way from the very beginning. Praise the Lord.